The House Transportation Policy Conference Committee will come to order. I wish that Representative Hornstein was chairing the meeting, because I'm sure if you were chairing, we wouldn't be having any bumps in the road with our bill at all. But it's great that he's back. Helping guide the way. Members, you may have received a letter from the governor today indicating there are still some things he doesn't like about our bill. And so in an effort to address some of the issues that he's raised, we've put some amendments together. And what I'd like to do is go through the amendment change by change. I understand that not everybody agrees with all of the changes. And so we'll start line 1.3 on page 17, line 32 of the conference committee report. Delete citation, semicolon, probable cause.
We don't have copy.
Oh, we need to, Madam Chair, I would offer the A19 amendment.
That would help.
Thank you.
There you go, House.
House didn't come to here.
I've got about a second.
And Madam Chair, I should say for the record, I have actually signed the conference committee report at the desk. My name is Dick Percy. I was in support of the report.
Thank you. Does everybody have a copy of the amendment? And do all the members have a copy of their conference committee report to report the amendment? Okay, the first portion of the amendment is a technical correction brought forward by Ms. Berzowski. So I would move the deletion at line 1.3 of the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
And then, Madam Chair, I'll move lines 1.4 and 1.5 on the amendment. That is the amendment which will remove the booster seats from the bill.
Senator Murphy moves lines 1.4 and 1.5.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I won't be able to support this. I think that we heard yesterday that we were urged to pass these new laws to save lives and that we're on the doorstep of historic legislation here in Minnesota. I'm very troubled by this decision, and I'll be voting against this.
Representative Morrow, I'll be voting no also. I think that this doesn't gain us anything in terms of bipartisan support for the bill. If this bill has any problems, it has problems because of the Department of Public Safety's highest priority, which is primary seatbelt. And the bill will rise and fall in support of primary seatbelt. So I don't think that this buys us anything, but in the spirit of compromise, Senator Murphy moves the language at 1.4 and 1.5. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
No. Motion carries. The language starting on lines 1.6 and going through the end of page 1.
Just down to 1.23.
Down to 1.23. Senator Murphy moves that language.
And members, thank you, Madam Chair. Members, this is the demo amendment.
Excuse me?
The demo amendment.
Any discussion to the motion?
Just out of curiosity, are we responding to another line in the letter, or what's our motivation?
Madam Chair, Representative Hausman, yes, we are. The governor had asked that we try to make this more bipartisan, and I did have a discussion with a couple House members, Republican House members, who appreciated this overture.
On this one, Madam Chair, I'll be voting no. I think the speed is a great contributor to safety issues around the state. So,
and Representative Hausman, I think we did get the impression that that was potentially problematic for the Department of Public Safety or the Governor's Office, but apparently their concerns are allayed, and so we'll go forward with that. It is notable that the House has passed this provision and hasn't been able to get it through the Senate. The Senate has passed primary time and time again, hasn't been able to get it through the House. So in the spirit of compromise, that's why it's offered.
Just Representative Hausman, just so you know, I've been fighting to repeal all the Demler stuff for the longest time, and unfortunately I can't even get it out of our own committee. So I don't feel comfortable about this, but, you know, if everybody's going to be wearing seatbelts, I'll feel a lot more comfortable.
Senator Yanlowen.
Madam Chair, members, I will be voting no on this issue as well. I don't believe in Dimmler, and as the question came up, even on opting out of our potential graduated driver's license issues just to create a statute and then create some way to subvert the statute has a troublesome effect for me.
Representative Earhart.
Well, I'll be voting against this. When Dimmler was about, Madam Chair, gas was 60 cents a gallon. And now it's slightly more than that, and we're just burning the stuff up the faster we go, and it doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to vote against it. Thank you.
All those in favor of the Murphy motion,
say
aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No. Aye.
Motion carries. The next section was merely an oversight, starting at line 1.24 to the end of the first page and down to 2.29 on the next page.
2.30.
Oh, 2.30. Mm-hmm. This was language that both the House and Senate intended to include.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but can we go vote?
Yes.
For the Senate or for the House?
Senate.
They are working today.
I think under our rules they can vote for us too.
I don't really think they can.
At line 1.24 to the end of page 1 and down to 2.30, bless you, was language that the House and the Senate had both agreed to, and so that's signed in the leader in the Met Council and did not, that's not controversial. It was merely an oversight in the last committee that we didn't include this language. And so, members, I would move that language at this time. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And, Madam Chair, the last three lines were, or I should say 2.31 was just a typo. And so we can adopt those last three lines.
Senator Murphy moves the last three lines to the technical amendment. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Madam Chair, I would... I'm sorry.
Madam Chair.
Representative
Brown. I just have a question for Kathy. We had one question last night about the date of implementation on the Office of People's Safety and the three officers. And there was, I think, a budget question. I don't know if there's anyone from who can answer that. I just want to know one way or another whether we need to address that. Maybe council's already figured out we don't need to address it.
Representative Morrow, I think when we were proofreading the bill last night at 10:20, you know, there's two provisions that are maybe in conflict. One requires that the Office of People Transportation Safety provide a report to the legislature on January 15, 2009. So that would seem to indicate our immediate effective date is a good idea so they can start doing the work. On the other hand, we did hear from the Department of Public Safety they won't have the resources to get the troopers on the streets right away, but it was my understanding that that did not require a change in our language to address that problem.
I'm fine with that, just wondering. Don't want to come back and open this up again.
There was one more issue that was slightly unclear, and I just want to at this time move that any provision related to the UPA was not intended to be a part of our final conference committee report, and if it was at all unclear before, that everything related to the UPA will be handled in separate legislation. I would make that motion now and ask us to make the record clear on that. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Madam Chair, now I will move the conference committee report as amended.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to be very clear that I don't expect to get another letter. What I expect to see now is that both houses pass this bill in a bipartisan way and that the governor is going to sign this bill, because I'm starting to feel like it's whack-a-mole legislating time where I've got to figure out what the next thing is going to pop up. I expect this is the end of the correspondence. It's time to take action, time to take a vote, and time to get a signature.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to echo Representative Moore's statements. The governor, his people, provided lists, have been at the table. We've taken, put a lot of stuff in, taken a lot of stuff out. This is a product of a lot of compromise and a lot of communication, a lot of collaboration. So I would hope that we would get a signature at this point.
Senator Yanlowen. Representative Mostyn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess I also want to echo that, because that's one of the reasons I asked the question yesterday when the commissioner was sitting at the table, when he spoke, and what he was saying and the verbiage he was using and the verbiage that was in the letter in front of us at that time triggered my memory from last year when they said the same things and everything went forward and then they vetoed stuff and used those concerns to send legislation back to us. So I guess that's, I want to express the same concern. I hope this isn't, as Representative Morrow says, whack-a-mole, and we're coming back again because we're getting hit on the head for something else that is perceived that we didn't do right.
Are we the moles that get whacked? Is that how this?
Senator Yanar.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, members, and you know, having been here just a scant 6 years now, I believe that this is about as good a compromise as you can get when you trade something like primary seat belts for an expansion of Dimler. There's people that hate the primary seat belt and people like myself that hate Dimler, and that in itself says, you know, there's a big compromise here, and it needs to be a done deal. It's just, it's craziness beyond that. So,
Madam Chair, we need the primary seat belts even more.
Because of expansion of Dimler.
Representative Earhart, I think that's well put. One thing I would like to make about this conference committee, though, is that it has been bipartisan. We have appreciated very much the contributions of the Republican members of the conference committee. We've never had a sign on the door any of the 4 days that we've met that say no Republicans allowed. And so we have listened to input. We've always been open to input. We've been bipartisan all the way through the transportation policy committees, the hearings that were held in both transportation policy and transportation finance. And so I don't think that there's any partisan animus here. I think this is a bipartisan effort. It's difficult to pass primary seatbelt in the state of Minnesota, and that's as much because of Iron Rangers and the DFL party as it is because of Republicans. So we're doing our best to get some good work done.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we have Republican bills in the package. Uh-huh. It's important to make note of that, contrary to the governor's representation that this is not bipartisan.
Madam Chair, I do think the key terminology that was missing in the governor's letter was that we were trying to cater to libertarian tendencies, not the Democratic or Republican tendencies. So I don't know that was bipartisan, maybe tripartisan or multipartisan. But that certainly those attitudes represent libertarian tendencies and not necessarily Republican or Democrat.
Senator Murphy, any last words?
Madam Chairman, first I want to thank the conference committee members for patience. We've kind of, there hasn't been any kicking under the table going on here, but there's been maybe outside of the room, and I think our conference committee members handled it very well. We put together a package that's going to save lives for the state of Minnesota, and that's the key thing. And along the way, there was some bruised egos, but next year when our traffic fatalities come in at 460 or 465 instead of 503, we're all going to feel better. And damn the egos, full speed ahead. So, Madam Chair, I'm proud to be a member of this conference committee, and I just want to thank all the people on behalf of their hard work on the seatbelt issue and on graduated driver's license, and you're all wonderful to work with. Thank you very much.
I'd also like to thank the staff who was driving home and had to turn around and come all the way back to work on house time. When we were under orders to try to close up the bill on Monday night, and apologize to anybody who was happily at home and had to come back to the Capitol. So thank you to the staff, particularly the Senate staff, in regard to that. So members, Senator...
Madam Chair, just the logistics. When will we be able to sign off on the new report?
Senator Murphy.
Madam Chair and Senator Olsen, our office is the contact for that. So as soon as we get those reports back from Mr. Ray and, as soon as Bonnie and Matt get this put together and give it over to him, they'll get it to us, and we'll make all the phone calls. And we're probably going to be in session for a while, so are you guys. So I think Mr. Ray is pretty quick.
Senator
Olsen,
I think because of the 12-hour rule, then we would see this being taken up. Tomorrow evening, possibly.
And Madam Chairman, I also would like to thank Commissioner Campion. He stepped in when we needed him, and today, and there's a reason why he's a good commissioner.
With that, numbers, we're adjourned.